I'm Russ White for MSU Today. In keeping with his promise to make healthcare at Michigan State University a national model for quality and safety, Interim President John Engler has announced a new structure for the university's health colleges, clinical practice, and student wellness programs, including two leadership appointments.
This is an announcement that has the potential to revolutionize how healthcare is delivered to the MSU community and beyond. And that means students and faculty and others in the community, our staff, and not just our community, not just the greater Lansing area, but indeed around the state, anyone who would come here to Michigan State University for healthcare. It's our aim to use these changes to assure that patient safety and quality of care are the highest priorities, and that we have a system that really has no wrong doors for access, with the result being high quality care and patient safety. Healthcare is a major challenge in America today. To better address the issues of access, safety, cost, and quality, we're planning to improve the coordination and integration of care delivery and health resource utilization here at Michigan State.
Norman J. Beauchamp, Jr., Dean of the College of Medicine at MSU, has been appointed to the newly created position of Associate Provost and Assistant Vice President for Health Affairs.
For she who has health has hope, and for she who has hope, she has everything. Too often in our nation, people do not have access to safe, affordable health, and so it erodes their hope and every bit of their being. It's not acceptable. Since I left here in 1991, I've spent the last 27 years trying to focus on health that's safe, affordable, accessible for all, first at Johns Hopkins, then at the University of Washington, and then in running free clinics. And as I reflected about a year and a half ago, what frustrated me deeply was that the pace was too slow and it wasn't right. And as I looked at where perhaps we could make a difference in health and restoring hope, I saw Michigan State as a place that had a unique set of assets, people, commitment, that if we could bring them together, we could be a place that restores hope like no other. Now, what I did not realize when I came back was that there would be a community that needs restoring hope, perhaps greater than any other community in our country. People came to us, young women and their families, and we disappointed, we failed them. And so the need to restore hope could not be greater, and we will do that. I want to make a commitment to you with my colleagues that we will restore an accountable care organization, an accountable culture organization, where we get it right for every patient, every student, every family, every time. And as I make this commitment to you, it is not a hope, it is a promise. We will deliver on this. And it's my privilege to be a part of that effort.
Michigan State University has three health colleges, and in addition to that, a fourth veterinary medicine school college, and there is no other university in the country that has all four, which really does provide us with a wealth of opportunities in terms of research and practice. If you have those kinds of assets, then you certainly need a different level of coordination and focus, and so that's what the role that we're talking about today will provide. Again, we're trying to provide the institutional structure that will allow us to meet these institutional priorities, and that means bringing someone in healthcare, in this case a physician, into the provost's office.
That's MSU Provost June Pierce Hewitt. Andrea Amalfitano is interim dean of MSU's College of Osteopathic Medicine.
I'm proud to say that our college, 70 to 80% of our graduates stay right here and practice in the state of Michigan. That, combined with our access amongst all of us of about 50 or 60 health systems throughout the state, there's nothing like that in the country, maybe on the planet. We're going to access that capacity to address these concerns, not only locally at the university, but statewide and set out to make this a national sort of example of how multiple groups of people dedicated to the same goal, to treat our citizens with the best and brightest, trying to make sure that we do everything at the cutting edge with quality and safety. That's a promise that I also reflect here.
Again, President Engler.
I actually, a year ago, was detected with a little tiny melanoma on my ear. And you know what they did? They cut the cancer out. I'm perfectly fine. Nasser, in some ways, was a cancer here. He was a psychopath, one person who abused and violated the trust of young girls and women for a long period of time. And I think that, you know, for us to think about these survivors and what they went through and what they've now had to come public and talk about with their stories, it's a heart-wrenching story to listen to. But it was one doctor, a very evil doctor, monstrous crimes. He's gone. The quality of the health care that we're talking about today, the men and women who are physicians here, who are nurses, who serve the public, they didn't commit those crimes. And we have exhaustively looked at, and you've heard me make announcements about at least one person, and you know that I think in a supervisory role disappointed us, but Nasser himself, he left so many victims, hundreds of victims in his trail, but that was him. At the same time, over that 20-year period, thousands of people were cured, thousands of people were treated successfully for diseases and ailments, and they're living great lives today and are grateful for the care received. But it's a whole continuum of care, and I think you're going to see at Michigan State University literally a model for the nation.
For more, visit msutoday.msu.edu. And for MSU Today, I'm Russ White.